Hare Krishna. Meditating on some of the conversations, consistent theme in the conversation that I was hearing in these talks. Srila Prabhupada's last name. It's hard to even call them talks because now you can barely make out what it is that Srila Prabhupada's saying. It's Prabhupada's having such difficulty talking, but the devotees who are there, when they repeat what Prabhupada says, and that way you can easier make out what it is His Divine Grace is saying. And a consistent theme, a regular theme, recurring theme, constant theme, which is obviously on Srila Prabhupada's mind, is prasadam. He's constantly asking after the prasadam that we are serving to devotees, to guests, to visiting doctors, and when someone comes from a preaching program, then Srila Prabhupada also, and we mentioned some kind of preaching program, Prabhupada hears the prasadam distribution, and then he wants to know what kind of prasadam it is. And he also wants to know whether it was good, whether it was satisfactory, and whether there was enough. So Prabhupada's interested in people having prasadam, quality prasadam, quantity prasadam. Yes, we obviously mentioned this as we're kitchen religion, and it's certainly not just something that applies to our movement, our temples, but obviously to devotees at home, and that they also have that type of consciousness, that they are receiving guests with nice prasadam. And I'm thinking of my god brother Vamandev, who had this practice that when they cooked at home, they would call out, "Anyone who wants to eat, please come and take prasadam." And of course, this is something that Srila Prabhupada himself said. And they did it, and there were some lurking brahmacharis in the shadows, and they would take prasadam, and they would come and they would eat. So it's a grihastha's dharma, it's the society's dharma. Prasadam distribution is everybody's dharma, and quantity, and quality. Reminds me of, not now, but an earlier event, some years earlier, when Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, and devotees were distributing prasadam, and when he tasted it, he called it horse food, or he said it meant not even fit for horses, and there wasn't enough, so he made sure that thereafter there was enough quality, quantity, prasadam. Kitchen religion. Prabhupada wanted everyone to eat. It's part of our dharma, for their spiritual welfare, for our own advancement in Krishna consciousness, that we're giving. And by doing that, then everyone benefits. Reminds me of just on Sunday, we had some guests here, not really guests, actually devotees, local devotees came. And they asked if they could cook lunch, and I said, "Fine, we're on a diet, and we just, you have to cook the same thing as what they do. We get here, which is sambar and rice and dosha or roti, and that's it. And I said, fine, we'll do that. To Radha Damodar's happiness, they brought 56 preparations. And we didn't need the 56 preparations, ultimately, because there was about 40 other devotees who showed up. We ended up distributing it all. But it was a wonderful event for them. That's what prasadam distribution is. And they continued to bring sweets and offerings to Radha Damodar. So kitchen religion. And, of course, what we eat, well, that's a whole long topic. I know that in Hungary I've sort of given up on trying to convert Hungarian devotees to Indian cooking. I don't think it's Indian cooking, it's Krishna cooking. What Krishna likes, rice, dal, sabjis, roti, puri, chapati, pakora, these type of things, those type of sweets. Yeah, what can you do? Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, what can I do? Sometimes devotees are more attached to their local fare, the type of food that they're culturally attuned to. And I guess that's okay, offering that to Krishna and offering that to others. But it's not what Prabhupada's asking after, and it's not just because Prabhupada's in India. He's hearing that, yes, there's 2-3 subjis, and I mentioned before. But because there's a principle, Krishna says, Patram pushpam param torami ome bhaktya prayachati ashnami prayatatman. I accept. So Krishna's a person like we are. When you're invited for lunch and someone gives you what they like, isn't it a different thing than when someone prepares something that you like? Oh, I know that this is your favorite, therefore I prepared it for you. Our attitude towards the lunch changes, our relish for what we're eating is obviously the same. And we relate to the person in a different way. So same thing, be it at the temple, be it at home. When we're offering what we like, and when we're offering what Krishna likes, they may both be prasadam, but they may be different types of prasadam. Because ashnami, Krishna's relish, the relish with which Krishna eats something, what he recognizes as our motive, and it becomes different. And therefore, our devotion or advancement is also different. Nez Bharat. Garaida. I was just showing Bharat, the big black Brahmar, just flew in as we're Radha Damodar having their offering. They're just eating also. And they're eating papayas and guava. Guava is Krishna's favorite. And bananas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favorite. And some apple and cashews and so on. So anyway, it may all be prasadam, but it's different. And it will have a different effect on us. And of course, there's the issue of our own consciousness, of what is pure devotional service? Anukulena Krishna Anushulanam, that which is favorable. What is most favorable? Well, that which is most pleasing to Krishna. What is most pleasing to Krishna? So we're trying to offer that which is most pleasing to Krishna. And that then becomes our prasadam distribution. That's what our kitchen religion is all about. Prasadam, 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 always on Srila Prabhupada's mind. And in the same way, wherever we are, somehow or another, always distributing prasadam. And also been working over the last years of having packaged prasadam so that any devotee, wherever they go, whether they're stopping at the gas station or some beggar stop them at the lights, that they distribute prasadam. Whoever they meet, they go shopping, they give them a little prasadam with an invitation card to the temple. Distribute prasadam everywhere. Our Krishna Conscious Movement became really famous, or took a real fame swing up in New York City when devotees were distributing super quality Ludlus in the New York on the streets and the subway and so on. People loved us for it. Distributing prasadam is a sign of love. It's a sign of peace. It's a gift no one can refuse. It doesn't depend upon faith, and it moves people's hearts immediately, and in the long term, it makes them Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.